John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and I've been looking forward to this telephone conversation for some time. One, because I've just been dying to get into a conversation with this author, Beth Branning, but also the content of her book is something I've been wanting to share with you folks. And guess what? The time has finally come, and it is going to be a delight to let you know more about Beth Branning. She is the former chief strategic officer of the San Diego Zoo. And the book is called The Call. I love it's one of those words that has so many potential definitions and so many things that do fit your book, because the subtitle is the strategic plan that empowered San Diego Zoo Global to lead the fight against extinction. And so, you know, I know you're sitting out there saying, okay, John knows we're here in the middle of Iowa. We do have a small zoo here in Des Moines, but and if you go to Omaha, there's a little bit larger zoo there. But what does a zoo have to do with, you know, creative economy, with like getting an organization working together to kind of really go to those next levels? And I tell you, folks, I have been reading this book, and I am enthusiastically inspired thanks to what Beth Branning has distilled and just put into this book. Beth, thank you for what you have done, because through actual application at the San Diego Zoo Global, you have created something that is applicable in so many different areas, right?
Yeah, thank you for that great introduction. I think that it is applicable for anyone who wants to think about what kind of future that they want to plan and then how they could get there. And whether that's for an individual or an organization or a community, it's the same process that works for anybody. And this book tells you a lot of examples of how we used it for San Diego Zoo Global, but it's something that can apply to anyone.
Well, and maybe I'm distilling it down to its most simplistic form here, but whenever I think of the San Diego Zoo, my mind goes way back to the early TV shows of decades ago. And you think of animals in a confined place where people come and look. And the San Diego Zoo Global, which is really the term for this now, and I want you to take time to explain why you've adopted that, and then I want you to launch into it. But a zoo, by calling a place a zoo, it's almost a misnomer for the successful ones these days, isn't it?
Yeah, I think every successful zoo, or I would say, you know, accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, they're all working towards helping animals in the wild and seeing the animals that are inside the zoo as ambassadors for their wild counterparts. That's something that everybody's working towards. But at San Diego Zoo Global, we really wanted to take it to the next step when we saw how frustrating it was to see animals going extinct at such a huge rate. We wanted to take it to the next step and flip our mission on its head and say, instead of being an organization that runs two zoos and does some conservation on the side, we wanted to be a conservation organization first and foremost that's working towards leading the fight against extinction around the world for animal species. And that wasn't something we could do if we were focused on primarily having the ambassador animals in the zoo and we have a safari park nearby. So we really had to embrace conservation as our core mission and our vision of leading the fight against extinction as something that we were going to make changes to how we operated in order to move to that new direction. And in the time since the call has been initiated in 2015, we've made huge strides in that direction, and it's really empowering and exciting for all the people that work there and has helped a lot of animals around the world.
One thing that I've gained from the book, and I know this is going to become what I call a life resource for me, because a life resource book, in my mind, the way I use such resources is something that I can return to on an ongoing basis. And because I'm constantly evolving, what I gain from my life resource book is constantly evolving. So that's why I consider The Call a life resource book. And what I've gained is the fact that this is applicable for me, not just in forming this grand vision that's a long-range vision, but you've kind of set out pathways and steps to take to get there. So it's not like you think, oh gosh, that is so far away, I can't possibly reach that goal.
Oh, that's really great to hear that you feel like it rises to the level of a life resource book. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I really value those books for myself. I think the point is that you're right. There are certain steps that any group or person or organization can take to go down this path. And I think recognizing what those steps are is important. You can apply it to any group. You could even apply it to what you were going to do when you went home tonight. You have to make decisions about whether you're going to go out with your friends or whether you're going to go to a class or you're going to go home and feed your children. All those choices are things that are important. They all rise to the level of being important, but it's that idea of deciding what is a priority for you and the values that you have in your life. And then it helps you to make the choices that are consistent with that. And that's what we do in the book, is the organizations that we talk about, they've made very tough choices about what their values are and what the reason that they exist. And so once they figure that out, they know what not to let go of. And then they start thinking about what they want to become in the future and hone that into a vision. And then taking that vision, they say, what are the priorities that we would have to focus on in order to achieve that vision? And just kind of keeping that structure in place can have enormous power. And at San Diego Zoo Global, there's 6,000 volunteers and staff around the world, and every one of them, I invite you to come to San Diego and ask any one of them, you know, what is it that San Diego Zoo Global is trying to achieve? And if you're buying a soda from somebody, they're going to be able to tell you, we're here to lead the fight against extinction, and my part of that is that I'm selling sodas so that we can afford to do that conservation work. And I think, you know, rather than in the past, it was, I'm selling sodas because we need to make money, here you go. It's really, people see themselves as part of that big vision, and it's extremely exciting to them.
I embrace this so much because there's a concept. I do creative project work, which means one project will be different than another project, but everything I base it on is establishing a very clearly defined mission and then adhere everything towards that mission. And that's why the call resonated with me so quickly, because that's exactly what you're doing, is everyone understands the mission. And you have those situations in this process where some people come up with some wild and crazy ideas. It could be fantastic. But the question then, of course, comes up, does this fit the mission? What do you do with stuff like that?
Yeah, I call those, you know, profitable distractions. The ideas that people come up with, that we could do something that would make us a lot of money, and then that money could be used to help conservation. And if you follow that train of logic, you could say almost anything is worth doing because it would allow us to make more money to do more to help conservation. But now that we're so focused on what it is we want to achieve, we're able to say, okay, there are other ways that we can do that. Like, for instance, we could build a roller coaster at the zoo, and people would love that. They would pay money for it, and we would have more money for conservation. But it's not in our mission is about conservation, and our vision is about leading that fight against extinction. So we're not going to have the time and the energy to spend on creating a roller coaster that's really outside of our wheelhouse. What we need to do is focus on things we can do for conservation, and then making our business model strong enough that it's able to generate funds that we can use towards conservation. So we came up with some very good tools to use to help us say no. And the book includes some of these in different kinds of ways, whether it's an employee saying, help learning to say no to a job that seems outside our vision, or whether it's the organization learning to say no to something that seems very tempting because of the money.
It's a wonderful lesson in discipline as well, folks. The book is called The Call, and Beth Branning is my guest. As you can tell, she's not only a wonderfully articulate speaker, but what she has put in this book is fantastic information. I am so grateful, Beth, for the fact that, well, let me stop before I go on that path. The Call. Go to your local independent bookseller and ask for Beth Branning's book, The Call. If they don't have a copy in stock, they could be sold out. They'll get a copy for you. You can always go to thecall.sandiegozoo.org, and you can get connected there as well. Now my train of thought just got derailed a little bit, but I know it's going to be really good. Oh, what I felt is, and what I'm so grateful for, Beth, is when I read your book, I all of a sudden realized that, hey, I can join this global force because they believe in what I believe in what they believe, and I don't have to start my own network to support the fight against extinction. I don't have to fight for conservation on my own. I can join this incredible network. I'm going to channel resources through you folks. So I feel like I'm already in San Diego.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad that's how it comes across. That we definitely want people to feel like they can to join in that fight. And it's something that's important to us. And it's also important to know that San Diego Zoo Global doesn't think that it's going to end species conservation by itself. One of the things about our strategic planning process was to figure out what could we do better than anyone else? What's the one thing that we could provide better than any other group or organization? And we realized that facilitating conservation action is really what we're the best at. We're best at figuring out kind of what needs to happen for polar bears, let's say, and then bringing in all the different players who also work on polar bears. Some of them are buying land and saving species that way. Some of them actually work with the local people to figure out how they can help save polar bears. And then there are others that are doing various things. Our job we see as pulling all those partners together and helping them figure out where are the gaps in this plan to save polar bears, and then helping identify who is it that we could bring in to join us in that fight. And that's kind of like what you're saying. We all want to be working together because we all care about conservation. Everybody cares about polar bears, and we want to help them, but it's trying to figure out how can I, you know, spend my time or my money in the best way possible. And I do think helping San Diego Zoo Global in that fight is something that anyone can do and can really feel like they're doing their part.
Well, definitely, folks, I encourage you, if this resonates within you as it did in me, connect with the San Diego Zoo Global. And let's see, let me get it right. It's San Diego Zoo Global. I don't need the in front, do I?
The dot? I'm sorry.
No, the. I don't have to say the San Diego Zoo Global.
Oh,
your new branding is really San Diego Zoo Global.
San Diego Zoo Global.
Right.
And I just wanted to say, I do hope that people, that local booksellers do have the Call book on hand. That would be wonderful. And we do have that website, but you also can get it on Amazon as a hardbound or a Kindle or soft cover.
And that's always the given when I give that information.
Yeah.
What I really want people to do is, since I cannot afford to travel San Diego every month just to visit you and get that, you know, in person, you know, lift, that adrenaline rush, which I would love to do, connect with you through this book, The Call, Beth. Your book is brilliant. But more importantly, it does tie us into a global understanding of what your mission is about and the fact that there are so many people out there that you're simply finding those little iron filings that are out in the middle part of America where I am, and you're drawing them into a unified, focused effort. And what The Call is all about, folks, will help you best understand that. And the thing is, it's not just about conservation and the fight against extinction. You can take these principles that Beth Branning has put into this book and apply them to a lot of the things that you're working on. It's like, Beth, you have given us a gift that keeps on giving.
Well, thanks. It should work for any kind of organization, any, you know, multinational for-profit company or a nonprofit. It's all the same steps that you would take. And so hopefully those steps are laid out, and we've tried it out on a lot of different organizations, and we've kind of honed it down to a finely tuned process, and it really works for us.
Well, you have done it brilliantly. Beth Branning, she is the author of The Call. Make sure you get your copy, because this is one of those great life resource books I love to recommend. I highly recommend this one. It better be on your shelf, folks. Beth, thank you so much. If you come out with more books, more information, anything, there's always an open mic for you here on the Culture Buzz.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed being able to talk to you today.